Welcome back to First Generation Professionals, the podcast where we highlight the voices of those paving their own path in the professional world. I'm your host, Melissa Rodriguez. Today I'm joined by Gabriel Tirado, a computer science graduate and IT systems deployment intern at Kaiser Permanente. Gabriel is passionate about tech, with hands-on experience in IT support, automation, and system deployment. He's driven to grow in the fields of IT operations, system administration, and cybersecurity. In this episode, Gabriel shares his insights on building a tech career, staying curious, and what it means to keep learning as a first-gen professional. Let's jump in.
Please provide a brief overview of your educational background and professional experience. So either your major or minor.
So I graduated from Cal State Chino Islands back in 2023, December. I did most of my schooling kind of during, it was half during like COVID era, and then the rest was like post-COVID. So it's kind of a little different in terms of what I experienced versus what you guys are probably experiencing. And then currently I'm still working as an intern at Kaiser. So I don't really have like professional experience at a company, but I'm working my way towards doing that.
I feel like that's still professional experience, though, because Kaiser is like really well known.
Yeah, it's professional, but I was hoping to this time kind of have like something like full-time permanent.
No, I feel you, for sure. Where did you start your career and what motivated you to pursue this path?
This path I've kind of known that I wanted to take since I was a kid. I really got into movies, and there was one particular movie that kind of like focused heavily on like technology. It's called Tron. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
Yeah,
I saw that like the 2010 version. Ever since then, I've been like super into computers, how technology works. Worked my way up to like building a physical computer, my own personal one, and then got into coding. Did that. I really enjoyed like the problem solving aspect to it. And then now I'm just kind of something. I do want to end up in cybersecurity, like as a security consultant, something like that. So that's where it all came from.
It's like those movies that have like that hacker friend and they're just like typing random stuff on the computer.
This one was like super hacker tech in those movies, but it was cool.
Did your background as a first generation student influence any of these choices, or did any specific factors play a role?
No, I didn't really like think about anything like that at the time. I think as like I grew older, I kind of realized it was the field to get into during the time like that I was in college. So that also kind of helped me to pick that path. And then my brother did engineering, some form of engineering. So that kind of also prompted me to go into like a tech field. I've always wanted to be kind of like hands-on too. So working with computers was always something that intrigued me.
And regarding joining the workforce or interning at Kaiser, how was your experience understanding working in an organizational, or like working in a culture that's organizational?
I think it was something that I wasn't expecting. I'm not sure if it's just the department I'm in or like my experience, but I always assumed it was like super strict with deadlines every week, like having to do tasks every single day. But what we do, it's not super strict like that. My boss does have some leeway on when things get done. You still have to get your work done. It just doesn't have to be like
like deadline driven type of
stuff. Yeah, as long as you get your work done by the deadline, like, it's fine. And it's not like multiple projects you have to do. You can kind of spend your time however you see fit. And then the environment's really good. Coworkers are all nice. They want to make sure you know what you're doing. If you ever have any questions, like, you're welcome to ask. They're not going to get annoyed by it. They care. They want you to, like, grow, learn.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. See, I feel like that's a good internship then.
It is. I feel like it's kind of hard because now I know what to expect, like, in the work environment. So if something's not going to be like that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I kind of got spoiled really early.
Do you feel as if you were equipped with the appropriate resources to succeed in life in and after university?
I want to say yes. It's just been really hard right now because I know everyone's having trouble with jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But the school counseling is always there. I know when I graduated, I asked them to like look over my resume, make sure everything was good. They do have like interview prep that you can schedule one-on-one so that you, like, they can help you with that. Some of like their handshake app, I've used that to like look for jobs, see what other people are doing.
I think that's what I've been looking at with Handshake and the Career Center.
Yeah.
Okay. Were there any professors or mentors during your time in the STEM major who significantly impacted your intellectual development?
I did have one professor, Kevin Scribner. The way he taught was it was kind of laid back, but he was also kind of the same way, like just get your stuff done. He would kind of help you understand how it was supposed to be done rather than just kind of giving you the answer. So he would kind of give you like a step-by-step process. That really helped my way of thinking because someone can just tell me what to do and like I won't really learn or anything like that. I grasp better when things are taught to me and like why it was done that way. So that was one thing that really helped the way he taught.
Mm-hmm. Like the way that you mentioned working hands-on and like actually doing it yourself.
Yeah, because you kind of get a reason as to like why you're doing it. That's a big thing for me. Like why do I have to do it that way? Like, why not the other way?
Yeah. And then did you participate in any extracurricular activities or organizations related to STEM during your academic journey?
I did join the Network Security Club for one year. Besides that, I didn't just because it was like during COVID. So there wasn't really much. I feel like I was so focused on just school and getting used to like everything that I didn't really think about that. I wish I had done more internships. Like looking back at it, it doesn't seem too hard applying to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I wish I did during my time.
With the time that you, or like at least during the time you were involved, how did those experiences complement your formal education? Or like how did it contribute to your professional development?
So like professional development, I think it just showed me more like hackathons. I'm not sure if you've heard about those.
Mm-hmm.
Like just to get more involved into that. Brought up how I want to do cybersecurity more because that's why I took one of those courses and then got involved into that club. Besides that, I didn't do much else.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, like you said, it was like during COVID and you were like navigating through stuff. What kind of challenges did you find building networks and connections within the STEM field as a first-gen student?
I think as a first-gen student, because my brother did graduate from college, so like he was kind of telling me like things to do. Since, again, like it was COVID, like it was really hard to connect with people. You kind of knew who people were in your class, but you didn't really like physically get to see them, like without the webcams. To like interact on a physical computer with somebody else. Professors, it was just like emails that you would send. You wouldn't really get like face to face with them. So I think that it was a little difficult.
And then how did you navigate those challenges?
For that, I would try to schedule like one-on-ones with webcams, like after class or before class. With students, I would try to like get their number and then create like a group chat with like a few people just to like talk to them. We would do like meetings after the class to like talk over what happened, like projects, things like that.
How did you overcome challenges as a first generation student? And then what support systems did you utilize to succeed?
I overcame things like that by talking to my brother. There was nobody else really that I can talk to that kind of had that same experience. Most of my friends didn't really go to college during the time that I went. So I couldn't really like ask them about things or how their experience was. So that's what I did. And then I would use the Career Center if I had any questions. I would contact the counselor for any like financial aid, help that I needed. Textbooks, same thing. I would see if they're like I can get them from the library and if not like a PDF or something.
And then how has your education influenced your worldview, critical thinking skills, and personal growth? So maybe like how you see the world or understand the world.
Now I kind of see the world like how every profession that people get into is plays a big part of like the community. Because now I see friends who did like different majors and how they're getting involved in the community specifically, or how like they've moved up the chain to get like a management position. Same thing with tech. I've seen people that like start with something super small, like an analyst position, but then they end up doing something like technical or security, something that's related to that field, but not necessarily what they got into.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like how they changed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you get the people that like they switch majors halfway through because they're like, oh, like that's more interesting.
Which happens, you know, like I feel like that happens to like every major too. Yeah. And then how did your experience as a first gen STEM student shape your understanding of your own identity and cultural heritage?
I'm not sure how to answer that.
I know that one's hard.
So how did it, sorry, can you repeat that?
How did your experience as a first generation STEM student shape your understanding of your own identity and your cultural heritage?
I don't know. I've just always been, I think it's just weird, or not weird, but different, because in Hispanic households, like, technology isn't really something that, like, we grasp. So I'm usually the person that people come to, like, when they have questions or anything like that, like, how to fix a printer, like, anything like that. And then sometimes I would hear them, like, say things that are, like, wrong about technology or, like, their phones. And it's like I have to correct them about it. That's kind of like, well, kind of helpful when it comes to technology.
And then were there any specific moments or experiences where you felt the impact of being a first-gen STEM student? Like you realized that there was like what you're doing has an impact?
Not really. I didn't really think about that. I think it's because my brother graduated already. I don't really have that like kind of thought process in a way.
Yeah, I'm like the youngest sibling and my three sisters already graduated already.
Yeah,
so I can't say I'm not the first.
Yeah, because like as a first generation, I feel like, I don't know, my brother did it. So it's kind of like it's done. In a way.
But you know what, you contribute something else separately. So yeah. It's like you still have your own thing for sure.
Yeah.
And then were there any specific resources or support systems that you found helpful in navigating the academic and social aspects of college as a first-gen student? The career center and everything, but like anything like apart from that?
Like from the career center, from school, just different offices. My brother, that's about it.
Family and community react to your decision to pursue a STEM major?
They agreed with it. They weren't really surprised that I chose tech because of how I grew up. But yeah, they were really happy that I was able to finish. They congratulated me because it's like a rough pathway. Mm-hmm. Like the amount of math and courses you have to do. So they were proud of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they fully, or did they fully understand the value and potential of a STEM education?
Sometimes they still do, and they're like, oh, you should have been like a mechanic, because like, that work is never going to go away. But I don't think they realize how much like tech jobs there are. Mm-hmm. Like, even though if AI does take over, there's still going to have to be people that do that work, double check it.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. Because they don't know, at least my parents, they don't understand what communication is. They're like, es eso. And I'm like, that's really everything. I don't know how to do it. But yeah, I feel that on another level.
Yeah, and then before getting into like computer science, I didn't realize how many other fields in computer science there are.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw that, I was like, that's crazy. It's too many.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, I mean, hopefully that assures you that you're good no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, like there's so many different things that you can do.
Yeah, there is. And I chose cybersecurity and then there's other ones that I would be interested in.
Mm-hmm. Cultural or generational differences between your family's expectations and academic pursuits. So like what you wanted to do and your family's expectations of you.
To follow a certain major or career. Mm-hmm. It was just more like, it's more right now where it's like tough to find a job in tech. Mm-hmm. Where they're like, oh, you should have done this field instead of that one. Because it's like, you would have found a job by now. Pursue another career.
Mm-hmm. It's more like they want you to just be like stable.
Yeah.
I guess. Mm-hmm. And then how did you navigate those differences? Or like, well, not the differences, but like, wait, you didn't have any differences. Never mind. Okay. Did you have mentors or role models within your family or even like your community who helped guide and support you as a first gen student? Apart from your brother.
No, I kind of went through the whole thing like by myself because my sister didn't graduate. So it was just me. Yeah, it was just me.
Mm-hmm. How old is how like old or like years apart are you and your brother?
He's 10 years older, so it's like a pretty good amount.
So you know, like he's been in the field for a while. No, yeah, I would definitely look up to. But how did financial considerations impact your decision to pursue college as a first gen student?
I don't think it really. I considered price or cost. I kind of just went into the career because I liked it. I knew I would go into debt if I had to, choosing the career, just because I wouldn't want to choose another path, just because it's like cheaper. But so it did help. If anything, it probably affected the schools that I chose, or like the career of like which college and then like university, because I did go to community college and then transferred to general arts.
And then were there any specific scholarships or grants or financial aid opportunities that are specifically available to first generation students that you got?
So I didn't get any of that, but I do believe there is first generation students like grants. I'm pretty sure they do offer. But I didn't take advantage of any of that.
I know, I should have done that. Yeah.
It's things you don't think about when you apply. It's more like towards the end where you're like, oh, I should have done that.
Or it's like when you're applying it, you're like, I'm not going to get it. So it's like you already discourage yourself.
But then there's so many people that do the same thing where it's like, I guess if you apply, they'll give it to you because there's like nobody else. Kind of thing.
There's just too many things. What does being a first generation professional mean to you?
To me, I think it makes me want to like move up. I want to be seen as somebody who can, like, who grew up with the good, like, with good parents. That if I could do it, I guess they could do it too, or they could have done it, or given a chance. But yeah, I just want to make them proud.
Well, I feel that. Have you had the opportunity to mentor or support other first-generation students?
Have I had the option?
Oh, the opportunity. Like, have you had, like, experience?
No.
Would you be open to doing that, though?
I think it depends, just because I'm not, like, super confident in, like, not the advice that I can give, but I'm not well-known to, like, everything that there is to offer. Had I known, like, some more things that, like, I could take advantage of, I probably would.
What advice would you give to other students or future professionals who may share the same experience as you? Like maybe just someone who's a first generation student or someone who's like interested in computer science.
I would say just apply. Don't look at, I guess look at the cost, but don't make it like a choice on why you choose that career or not. Apply for grants. You never know if you're going to get accepted, but then if you do, that's free money. But yeah, just apply, do everything you can.
Because it's like you never know unless you apply.
Yeah, if you apply, you have the chance of getting the money or not. If you don't apply, you're
not getting anything. And then the last question is, if you could give yourself or your younger self a piece of advice, what would it be?
I would say invest more time in, like, seeing, like, trying to grasp everything, understand the reasons why things are done certain ways, not just looking to, like, pass the class, but actually learn. Because there's been times where I've thought to myself, like, oh, I just need to pass. Like, that's all I need to do. But, like, learning is the best way. You can apply it to, like, future classes. You're going to use it in the future at some point. So it's nice to know.
So I think that was hard because at least when I started university, it was still like the last year of COVID. But even then, it was like asynchronous classes. And those classes, I don't remember a single thing. Yeah. It was just like passing it to pass it. Well, that's what I think I feel like is good advice, to just kind of like apply yourself to actually learn everything, because you never know.
And then it's different coming from high school, where you kind of like, the homework was really easy in high school. Like, looking at it now, like, the homework we do in college is more, like, they're more projects. Well, for, like, CS, it's, like, project-based reading. So you tend to kind of, like, procrastinate more, which is difficult to do when things are due, like, deadlines and stuff like that.
Especially if, like, feel in college, it's, like, up to you to actually fulfill your stuff. Yeah. Like, the professors or the teachers aren't, like, telling you what to do. They're, like...
And then sometimes they don't go over the work. Like, you just got the homework, you get the grade, and, like, you don't know why you got that grade.
Thank you for meeting with me.
Yeah, of
course. Especially after work.
Professionals, a huge thank you to Gabriel Tirado for joining us and sharing their insight into the tech world, and for reminding us that staying curious and open to learning is key to growth. If you're thinking about starting a career in IT, cybersecurity, or any STEM field, Gabriel's journey is proof that you don't need all the answers to get started. Just take the first step, stay consistent, and keep learning along the way. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to our podcast, leaving a review, and sharing it with your friends. Together, we're building a community where first-gen professionals can grow, connect, and support one another. This is Melissa, signing off and thanking you for tuning in. We'll catch you in the next episode. And until then, take Gabriel's advice. Keep learning and keep moving forward.